You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Cameron. You want to come sit over here? You want to sit on that side of Sawyer? Okay. How are you guys this morning? Good? Are you doing good today?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I wanted to talk about something that we read just a couple minutes ago in the psalm. The person who wrote the psalm was praying to God, asking God, keep me the apple of your eye. Have you guys ever heard that expression before? The apple of my eye or the apple of someone's eye? No? Well, the way that we often use it means that if you are the apple of somebody's eye, you are incredibly special to them. And so I can think of lots of people who you guys are the apple of their eye. You are the apple of Neil and Terry's eye. And you are the apple of Nana and Papa's eye. You are so, so special to them. But this expression actually comes from the Bible in the Old Testament. And in the original language it was written in, the expression is, keep me the little person of your eye. That sounds a little bit different than keep me the apple of your eye, doesn't it? Well, in our eyes, the very center, you see that dark part in mine? It's kind of like a bluish color, and then there's a black dot in the middle. That's our pupil. And a long, long time ago, the Hebrew people who wrote that, they thought that the center of our eye, the darker part, looked like an apple. And so keep me the little person in the apple of your eye, in the center of your eye. And how it came about was, if you look in somebody's eye, you can see your reflection in that part of their eye. So can you see your reflection in my eye? Can you see yourself in my eye right here, like kind of like in a mirror? So for someone to have you be the little person in their eye, that means that they have to be looking at you. Can you see it? Can you see yourself? For you to be the little person in somebody's eye, it means that they have to be looking at you and focusing on you. And you know what? We are all the little people in God's eye because God watches all of us and God gazes at us and God's attention is focused on us. And the other meaning, we are incredibly special and cherished by God. So we are the apple of God's eye and we are the little person in God's eye. So of all the people all over the world, each of us is seen by God and loved by God. Would you like to pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. And thank you for each other. Thank you for your love. Thank you that we are special to you. And thank you that we are the little people in your eye. Keep your gaze upon us. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may go back to your seats.